Welcome to the St. Luke the Evangelist Parish Podcast. I'm Father David Frank. We're in the year of St. Joseph, and so I'm pleased to present our next episode in our series of reflections on St. Joseph, given by the men of our St. Luke parish family.
Hi, my name is Terry Kennedy. I am a parishioner at St. Luke Parish. My wife Sally and I moved here from Kentucky in 1984 with our five children. At that time, we attended Mass at Pope John Paul II High School because the church had not yet been built. I've been asked to share my own reflections in this year of St. Joseph. When I think of St. Joseph, I think of the challenges he faced and how he handled them. Could you imagine being betrothed to someone and find them already with child? St. Joseph was approached in a dream by an angel and was told, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit." Joseph arose from his sleep and with faithfulness much stronger than I think I could ever have, did as the angel told him. The humility with which St. Joseph led his life is an example for all of us. He didn't question the angel, but moved on accordingly. Imagine knowing that the child you are raising is Jesus Christ, God, and faithfully going about your life raising your son. You never once let your ego get in the way. I'm afraid I would have pulled rank when the hotels had no room for us. I would have gotten on my high horse and said, "Do you know who my wife is holding out there? The most important person on this earth." However, Joseph didn't do that. He must have felt hurt, but said nothing. The man charged with the responsibility of raising Jesus performed his everyday tasks, showing Jesus as he went along. Imagine knowing who Jesus really was, all while sitting there showing your son how to make a chair, a table, or even building a structure. Knowing you are sitting there with the Son of God. But being the trustee of the secret of who Jesus really was, Joseph never spoke a word of it to anyone. Talk about the strong, silent type. Joseph was the poster child how to lead one's life. In this year of St. Joseph, my prayer for anyone listening to this message is to use St. Joseph as I plan to, and pray to St. Joseph for the strength and the humility to live my own life as he did. St. Joseph, pray for us. Amen. No.